Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Pat Keady. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jose De Leon. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Pecota. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The DH, Lonnie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Gary Thurman. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Danny Jackson. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keady fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Williams steals second. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Keady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keady hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Keady moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball towards left. Thurman catches it and throws to third to double up Keady. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0 for 1 in the game. Pecota hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keady settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball towards right. Calderon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Calderon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Royals. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0 for 1 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keaty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. White reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Keaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keaty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keaty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thurman. Keaty reaches second base with a double. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Redus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Redus for the out. Keaty moves to third. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keaty tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. De Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-2 in the game. Pecota hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. De Leon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws White out. Two outs. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith is hit by the pitch. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-2 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Keady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keady is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Keady hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Manrique moves to second. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Manrique trying to get to home. Thurman throws the ball into Quirk, who tags Manrique, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-2 in the game. Thurman strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-3 in the game. Pecota hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pecota fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tartabull hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manrique strikes out. One out. Pat Keady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keady is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keady strikes out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Redus strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.